plenty of coughing, sneezing, and hand washing at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Speaking of health, the campus health service believes that more than 550 students have contracted the H1N1 virus. One student is believed to have died from complications related to the swine flu. Here to tell us more is Bruce Estes. He's the managing editor for the local newspaper, the Ithaca Journal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Why, thank you.
How did you first find out about the extent of the epidemic at Cornell, and how did you figure out, or how was it disclosed that this was H1N1?
Yes, that's believed to be H1N1.
Yes. Believed to be, yes.
For at least the last 2 weeks, we've been following information from several of our campuses in the area, of Cornell being the largest, about the increasing number of reports of flu-like symptoms on the campuses. And Cornell, being the largest of the campuses in our community, had originally, I think, reported about 140 cases prior to, I think, in early September. But within 4 or 5 days, that number had doubled, and it looks like, as of their last report in the last few days, it had doubled again to that 500 figure. So the incidence of these flu-like symptoms have increased dramatically on the campus communities.
What's the mood?
I think that people do understand that the flu-like disease seems to be relatively mild, and that there aren't serious consequences for folks who are really healthy. But at the same time, there's an unknown quality, too, because obviously we've had a fatality on the Cornell campus that's related to complications.
And is it believed that the student had underlying health conditions? Do we know any more about why the student was so vulnerable?
No. For reasons, I guess, of confidentiality and perhaps more out of respect to the family, neither Cornell nor our local hospital, the Cougar Medical Center, have provided any detail on the underlying conditions that student Warren Shore may have had that may have put him in a weakened state and therefore more vulnerable to H1N1.
I understand that the university officials have taken some pretty aggressive steps to address to contain the outbreak, at least at Cornell. That I understand, like, a moratorium was placed on fraternity parties. And it's the beginning of the school year, you know, where there's typically, of course, a lot of socializing and people kind of getting to know each other. How are people, are they taking it pretty well, or are people kind of irritated, or how's it going?
Well, I'd say that the vast majority are sort of taking this, you know, in context of the information that health officials have provided, which is that, you know, if you're in a relatively healthy state, there is not a great risk that you face from H1N1. At the same time, there's been this need to try to tell folks to use some precautions, and that, of course, then raises people's anxiety. There's been an effort to try to reduce the amount of public exposure by reducing, like, the interfraternity gatherings on the campus. I know in the last week I've seen an increasing number of hand wash preparations that you see, whether it's Purell or similar kind of antibacterial product. And then all the precautions about, you know, coughing your elbow, wash your hands a lot, that sort of thing. So I think people have done that. I've seen more people sort of like looking around for the bottle of hand wash.
Okay. So all in all, sort of pretty, taking it in pretty good stride, I hear you say. Are there any future steps being contemplated, any sort of long-term changes in practices that are being discussed right now?
Obviously, when you have your first fatality on this, it does tend to focus the community's attention and say, you know, this is serious. You know, this is something we really have to take a look at. So I know in the last few days, I've heard more people sort of talking about how do we talk to our workforces, how do we talk to our schools or whatever about being vigilant about reducing the risk.
Okay. We have to leave it there for now. Bruce Estes is the managing editor of the Ithaca Journal. He was on the line with us from Ithaca. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.